Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests, correspondence, and inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216. Twitter is hashtag Warn Radio. You can join us on LinkedIn by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. You can join us on Parler by using at Watchman DGS and CloudHub with at Warn Radio. We have a lot of avenues for listening to our show, and you can listen to our shows through the following carriers. We have Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Go to danaglennsmith.com and look for the following articles by The Watchman. Politically, outrageously immoral, and it is shaking, stirring, and seditious. It is not an iota of difference from the torrid cheating in the elections around the world. Every demagogue, socialist hellhole, and left-wing dictators do it. Also, beholding God, greater things than these. The world may not know it, but one day they will. From the least to the greatest, all will know the truth, the kingdom of God. On warn-usa.com, you will find Tide, Time, and Eternity. These three will meet at the Lord's coming. Until the moment when life on planet Earth changes forever, humans will live as if there is no tomorrow. Also, Signs of the Times, Christian Persecution, is a featured classic Warn Radio series, especially relevant posts are ones that put the classic in Warn Radio. Listen to this classic Warn Radio episode. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing all right. We are getting through January.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Just a few days left. That's pretty amazing.
But we've had some snow, which is not uncommon for us. So we was looking back. How far did those pictures go back?
3 years, I believe.
3 years. Yeah, we had a ton of snow then. But we don't have near the snow this year, but it's just bitterly cold with the wind. We've had a lot of weather going down to our south and heading into some of the states with, you know, anywhere from snow to tornadoes and everything. The weather is not good going that way.
Yeah, that just seems so. It's just, to me, that's just one of the signs of the end of days, because this stuff is going to ramp up. And I don't know if this is unusual for this time of year, but the tornadoes seem like it's unusual to see them this time of year.
Yeah, it is. And a couple of things up front we wanted to talk about. Everybody's talking about the vaccines, and I'm not going to get in the political mode of it. I've warned everybody. Tower's been there when we've warned. She's warned. We've talked about it, all the things, why and what the Biden administration will do. And ever since the first of the year, all we've heard was, you know, everybody, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. Well, we knew what he was going to do. Make no mistake, I knew what he was going to do. I put it on one of our social feeds, and some turkey put up a middle finger, and I blocked his butt. We're on a lot of social media, but when I have a group, I require people to act civil towards one another and Christians to be Christian. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah.
And so I'm not afraid. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and it doesn't bother me in the least to block your butt if you're going to be rude and crude. Nevertheless, we did talk about the fact that, and of course, Mercola covers a lot of stuff, and even he got the bad news because I forgot who it was, got mad at him for some of the stuff he was putting up. They, you know. And the big thing that we're talking about is the fact that some of these particular vaccines are made from the cells from aborted fetuses. And the issue, folks, is this. You have the cells from an aborted fetus that's being used in a particular production of these things, these vaccines. Now, see, we go way back. I've been researching this stuff for many, many years. A lot of this stuff that's coming back, we were researching it probably 10, 15 years ago, when we were discussing the various natural plants that were healing and that the government, a lot of the globalists wanted to block. That's in order to shore up, you know, all of the rich healthcare dudes that have everything sewn, signed, and sealed, you know, to make the various shots. But the issue here, and Mercola makes the point, and you can find it on Mercola's site, but the problem of it is that, you know, when you talk about aborted fetuses, you know, the cell from the aborted fetus, you wouldn't have those cells if you hadn't killed a baby. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no playing around it. And even though they use it as a base, and some of them claim that, you know, and of course, this is the thing. A lot of them try to tell you that these particular cells that come from the fetuses, you know, are not the fetus cells. They're a new cell. But, you know, that's just the liberal argument. That's a lie, of course. Cells grow and multiply naturally. And the cells in your adult body are no longer the original individual cells of you as a fetus, but yet you keep growing from that original fetus, and you're part of that. It's the same thing with taking cells from an aborted baby. Any way you look at it, even if the cells grow from there, they still came from an aborted baby. You'd have to be a dipwit not to understand that. Now, I know this country wants to sacrifice more babies unto Satan. Matter of fact, there was a witch that cried that out. There was a number of the Satanists that said that's how they worship Satan. Well, we already know about it, and for a lot of years I've been warning about blood guilt. One of these days, the blood guilt's going to fall on your head. And I've been thinking about getting in and doing a video on this, but the bottom line of it is that, you know, they're also saying now that in order to get, and I don't think this is passed yet, Tower, but the fact that when they do the vaccines, give them out, only those that get the vaccines are able to get the $1,400 the Democrats are offering.
Oh, keep their money.
Yeah. You know, Tower and I and a number of others that we know are categorically opposed to vaccines that come in any way, shape, or form for a fetus.
Yes, it's a moral and ethical issue.
And it doesn't matter what you're giving away, what you say, or how bad it is. You know, there's just no way it's going to happen. And I've been researching various vaccines going way back, as I've said before, and I find the ingredients. I look at the ingredients until I find out more. Now, Mercola's been doing a good job on this and been covering it, and he even got in some trouble about it. But, you know, the bottom line of it is this particular article was originally written in December, middle of December sometime. But it was by Mercola, and he gives a good thing. You can go over to Mercola.com and search for COVID-19 vaccines, and you should be able to find it. But this is a fundamental thing with the vaccines. And you know, there's just no way that I'm interested in dealing with these things.
That's right. There's no way I'm going to have anything to do with this either. It's unclean.
Now, the one thing that at the WIBR, being as we're starting 2021, we report and comment on the persecution of Christians and other oppressed people groups worldwide, like the Uyghurs in China. Now, Joe Biden and his buddies don't care that China is one of the biggest precipitators of Christian persecution and that of Muslims. And they also prosecute other faith type groups as well there. Now see, we don't hate the people, the Chinese, or their culture, or their race. But we do not and will not agree to anything with China as long as they are persecuting Christians and oppressing the Uyghurs. And we are an advocate for the persecuted church, and it's in the same way. We do not care for the political aspects worldwide. This is even from the UN. This is from various agencies of the UN. This is from Europe as well. And you can take Canada, Mexico, you know, there's a lot of them that have no problem doing business with Mexico. I mean, with China. The same thing goes for North Korea. The same thing goes for a lot of these groups that we report on every year, and persecution of Christians and Uyghurs continue. And we categorically oppose that even in 2021. We also oppose the entire agenda of the Democrats through Biden. And a lot of these things I don't even pay attention to. Since the first of the year, as soon as Biden gets in, I already told everybody what he's going to do. I don't give one hang what him and the Democrats are going to do. This thing hangs on the Republicans who didn't stand up for Trump. This hangs on the illicit federal judges and district judges that didn't, district judges and federal judges rather, that did not seem to care whether or not there was any illicit stuff going on in the election. And the fact that the techies and a lot of them are trying to shut it up about the election shows you that what had happened. So the bottom line of it is that this is judgment, and it's coming here, just like there will be judgment on the blood. And I've talked about that plenty. One day, those of you who abort babies and you kill and murder in cold blood and you shed innocent blood, you yourselves will drink the blood. That is promised. Now, in the essence of all this, we have to ask in Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And you see, a vain thing is something empty to no purpose, especially an eternal purpose. Why do the heathen rage? That word rage is like thundering or something tumultuous. The people imagine a vain thing. Meditate or mourn or mutter or roar. That's one of the things about various kinds of religions and you know, spiritus is when they get in contact with a familiar spirit, they mutter. And there's mutterings that go on. And so this is the people imagining a muttering, a vain thing. And this is exactly what's happened in the nations today. And Psalm 2 sets you up for the end of days scenario. And that's why it's number 2 on the list, Psalm 2. The first one talks about the righteous. So, as a Christian and a believer, like Ronald Reagan said, we have to trust in God's infinite mercy and wisdom. And know, and this happens to be his daughter, that Angela is in a better and happier world as we've been promised. Now see, this is Ronald Reagan referring to Angela in a personal letter from him and Nancy, written on a White House stationery. He was writing to Margot and Doug Morrow, Hollywood friends. And the reason I wanted that in there, because Ronald Reagan acknowledged God's infinite mercy and wisdom, and that there is another place. And Ronald Reagan was acknowledging faith and trust. That's why I brought that up. So at any rate, these things aren't terribly important to you if you are like a lot of people. But having faith in God, watching the end of days, and making sure you don't join those who are doing things that are wrong. Now make no mistake, your government is wrong. And, you know, what they're doing in Biden's White House and the whole thing is wrong. And they've been working to tear everything apart, which is normal. That's what Obama did as well. We reported about it then. But you're not going to get away from the judgment of God. And you're not going to be able to fully succeed, because Biden will be held back, as well as the Democrats. Because it's not all going to be smooth sailing for them as they try to wreck America and everything else. And I've talked to the many, many groups trying to come up here, as they tried during the Obama administration on various shows that we did. Because if you come up here and you're coming from South America and you've been in contact with Biden because you've reported that he gave you 100 days to get up here. Well, there's already two caravans headed up here. And should you become able to break in and get into America, you are coming to your own death. Because America is under judgment. You will die. And more than likely, you will probably end up being oppressed more in your own country, where you've come from, than in America, because right now the Democrats are destroying the freedom. Now, see,
you mean they would be more oppressed up here than their own country?
No, they'd be more free down in their own country.
Oh, I thought you said oppressed, sorry.
But I was talking about the oppression up here.
Right.
So they're not going to be oppressed up here. I mean, they're going to go through oppression, but the bottom line is, in their own country, although they feel oppressed down there, it's not going to be anything like up here.
That's right.
And that's the issue here. You know, if Trump was up here and you were trying to enter legally, then that's the way to come in, and you could come in at a normal process where you could be assimilated, have a job, become an American, and do real well with your family. I have worked with a lot of Mexicans as they swam across the border. I mean, after they got there, they came up here and went to work in the same place where I was at. Many of them work close to me. I know them. They're friends. I'm not against the Mexicans or the illegals, but I am against what is going on here, which is not going to work out, even if you make it across the border, because you already have California as a third world country. It can't even take care of what it's doing now. So these are a few issues that are on the table, and make no mistake about it. You know, there's people that I've talked to that are about as dense as thick logs. They just have nothing there, absolutely understand nothing. And, you know, you're not going to get very far without true understanding. And you're only going to get that by knowing the Lord and walking in His ways.
Amen.
Now, on another issue that and this is about Mary and Catholic doctrine. And see, they have classified her a long time ago as a co-redeemer. And that, in fact, and it came out not too long ago, this was in December of last year. And the problem that you have is that the Catholic Church is now teaching, and even Jorge Bergoglio, the leader of the Roman Catholicism, known as Pope Francis, stated his Angelus address over St. Peter's Square. And he warned that the mother of his son not be touched by the misery of sin from the moment of her conception. And so for the entire course of her earthly life, Mary was free from any stain of sin, he claimed. She was the one full of grace, as the angel called her. No, that's not right. That's a lie from the pit of hell. She happened to have all the requirements. And she came from the line that the Lord had to come from. And as far as being free from sin, there's no way for all of them sin to come short of the glory of God. And so this is part of your Roman Catholicism false doctrine. And they started a lot of years ago, the Roman Catholic Church, to make Mary co-redeemer. Now, this is on your heads, Catholics, not mine. If that's what you want to believe, there's nobody going to stop you. But there's a lot more issues also. Now, when covering the advocacy for the persecuted church, I've reported on a lot of Catholic or Catholic-related organizations overseas where Catholics were getting slaughtered. And that's important. And we cover the poor Catholics, the ones that were being killed, and the various leaders who are being martyred as well. But there is some of this sin and stuff that's flowing out of the Catholic Church. And as Christ said many times, be not deceived. This is deception. This is false doctrine. And there's no way you're going to even try to talk to them. I have talked to a number of Catholics in my life. I was raised with them. I know them. And some of them get really vicious when you try to tell them stuff that they've been taught as a baby. They're blinded. And there's just something you need to know. The only redeemer on this earth is Yahshua, Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. Mary is not going to save you. And if you could talk to her right now, that is the real Mary, not some fake angel. She would tell you, don't worship me, worship my son. And this is where we're getting it wrong. But nevertheless, it's up to you, and it'll be on your own heads. And having done that, we do need to I got a couple of Israel things. The AP was talking about Israel-Morocco, who have agreed to normalize relations. Now, you know, Tower, this is interesting, and this is something you and I talked about, how the Biden administration and all of his minions that are up there helping, they're only up there for one reason, and that is to change everything the way they want it.
Exactly.
And the bottom line of it here is that they have no clue about the certain agreements that take you clear back to the Abrahamic Accords, take you back to Ishmael and Isaac. And you see, what happened was with these two, they were the fourth ones to have an Arab-Israel agreement in 4 months.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
And this came about because of Trump and his team working to bring peace. And so while the Democrats were plotting to get rid of Trump, while the Democrats were even plotting illegally to impeach him again in January, that's all they can think about is hatred. Their hatred will be their downfall. And God is not going to allow the rising of wickedness and evil forever. But make no mistake, Christian, you are in a time of judgment. Judgment will first begin at the house of God. Then those, you know, who remain, who are really saved, the question then is asked, where will the sinner and the ungodly stand? They won't. They'll be in trouble. So this is an issue that Biden and his whole team totally misses. And at the same time, Erdogan continues to push his... He's pushing for, of course, this state like unto the Ottoman Empire, a caliphate, if you will. And on December 10th, the United Nations General Assembly adopted in 1948 a Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And it was on this very day in December of this last year that Turkey celebrated a former military victory over Armenian, the army and the people there. And so 3,000 Turkish soldiers paraded in military style in Azerbaijan's capital. And, of course, Erdogan attended. Now, you see, the thing of it is, Erdogan continues to push, and he will. The Ottomans are known for their genocide of other people groups. And so you see this whole region beginning to break up. Now, see, while Erdogan's pushing for it, Israel is getting agreements with other Arab nations. I find interesting. At the same time, Biden wants to renew relationship with Iran to empower them, and they've already said they want to attack and destroy Israel. So if you think that God is going to let this go because we have a president in there now that will have a hand in trying to destroy Israel, you're crazy. He will do something. And if you're a Christian, you'd better stand up and stand for Israel. And you need to stand against the Biden administration. And I don't mean politically. I don't mean violently. I mean with fasting and prayer and binding the enemy, the powers of darkness. Right now, there's a power of darkness that you wouldn't believe that is over this land, the entirety of it. I've got an article coming out, which I talk a little bit about some of this stuff. And it behooves you to wake up. Now, we've got a treat here.
Yeah, this is an exciting story from Bibles for the Mideast out of Bangladesh. And after their Sunday worship service, Pastor Massad and a number of youngsters in his church divided into four teams, partly to help social distance in the time of COVID, and headed out to nearby villages to share the gospel and distribute Bibles. The pastor and the two young men with him felt drawn to a woman sitting by herself in front of a house. They approached, gave her a sample gospel, and began sharing about Jesus. As soon as she heard the name of Jesus, she shouted angrily at them and threw away the gospel leaflet. Alerted by the noise, neighbors began appearing and rebuked the pastor and his team for annoying the woman. Just then, her disabled son, about 18, who appeared crawling on his knees through the home's door to his upset mother, he listened to all that was going on. And when the angry neighbors surrounded the pastor and his team members with the intention of attacking them, the woman's husband joined the scene, making his way to the front of the crowd. He grabbed what he could of the Bibles and gospel literature, threw them away, and began brutally beating Pastor Massad and the two young men with him. The pastor fell to the ground under the blows, and suddenly the disabled son spoke up. "Father, these are the Lord's people. They speak the truth. Please don't beat them." The boy's father, mother, and all the gathered neighbors seemed stunned, gazing in disbelief at the disabled boy. His mother practically fell to her knees in front of Pastor Massad, reached out, and then held on tightly to his leg, crying aloud for forgiveness. Her husband, now suddenly motionless, gazed at Pastor Massad as if he were some divine being. The pastor, of course, had no idea what was going on. In hushed, reverent tones, someone told him the disabled young man had never, ever talked before. No wonder all were awestruck. Pastor Massad consoled and calmed them with the peace of Christ, and then shared some of his own experiences with Jesus. Crawling towards the pastor on his knees, the son asked for prayer. Pastor Massad held his hands by the young man's head and prayed. As he did, the boy slowly straightened until he stood tall at his full height. The amazed villagers could barely believe their eyes. They feared even getting near the pastor and his team members, murmuring among themselves that surely they came from heaven. The pastor assured them that he and the youngsters with him were simply servants of the Lord Jesus. He then shared the gospel more fully, explaining how Jesus was crucified to save each and every person from sin and death. Jesus is the mighty healer, and the miracles they had just witnessed were by his hand. When he asked the people to accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord, everyone agreed. They also arranged a prayer meeting for the evening, and many attended and were healed and saved. By the end of Sunday evening, the whole village of about 120 people had joined the kingdom of Jesus. So we want to remember to pray for Pastor Massad and his church and pray for his ministry.
Yes, we do.
And that God will keep him safe as he goes about the Lord's business.
And they do have a place over at BiblesForTheMideast.com, B-I-B-L-E-S, the number 4, MidEast.com. And they need a lot of Bibles over there. And so when you give to this little group, you're giving to people. This Bibles for the Mideast is predominantly former Muslims who have come to the Lord. And they've been ministering in the name of Jesus for many, many years. They have contacts. We came across them quite some time ago. I personally got in touch with one of their representatives in Canada. And as far as I know, I'm not an official representative of them by any means. Don't get me wrong. The bottom line of it is this is real. We get reports from this coming in of real miracles and signs and wonders happening today.
Oh, I think this is exciting. I read this and I got goosebumps.
Oh, I know.
I love hearing about this. And as the persecution grows, we'll see more of these miracles.
And it just amazes me how this works. And I've... we have had more things like this, you know, in the last several years than we've ever had. It's just increasing. And as you have more chaos, more trouble, as the devil tries to take over everything, and as people get lawless and do whatever they want to do, God's grace is poured out more. People are being saved. They're being healed. They're being delivered. And so I want to remind you today, folks, you need to look up. And this is very, very important. And I talked about those things in the beginning. I'm not going to be dealing with them again. And I'm not going to be focusing on, you know, much of what Biden does, because I already know about it. And I had been waiting for about a year and a half to get to the point when Biden was, or someone was going to be in there. At the time, a year and a half ago, I didn't know who it was. But I knew that there would be a cross point in there, and there was. And so make no mistake about it. America isn't destroyed yet. It isn't a total wreck yet. But we are right on this fence, and it's here where if you can pray, you need to pray. And I'm talking supernaturally, spiritually. You have to know how to bind principalities and powers, how to bind these spirits that are, and they're being utilized through Biden, among others. You know, this is important things. And of course, I find this interesting because this was written, this came off of CBN, and in December of last month, actually.
Well, it was last year, too.
Yeah, it was. The director of National Intelligence, who was John Ratcliffe at the time, was sounding the alarm about China. He was calling it the greatest threat to America today. And matter of fact, I have heard someone in the Biden administration say that the Trump administration was right in warning about China.
Yes, he was.
And he went on to say the intelligence is clear. Beijing intends to dominate the U.S. and the rest of the planet economically, militarily, and technologically. And so it's important for you to understand that no matter how close the Biden administration, and of course him and his son got mixed up in that China deal and came back with a lot of money. So I'm not really sure, you know, I am not going to focus on this, but the bottom line of it is you're making a mistake if you trust China.
That's many, right.
Many, many years ago. Just as I was warned about other things coming up prophetically, I was warned about China. And I was warned in so many words. It was straight to the point. And the one who told me, it was direct, blunt. And so, at any rate, I have known all my life what China was like. Now, I like the Chinese culture and a lot of the people. You know, you can't blame the people.
But, well, there's a lot of good people over there.
And, you know, we've been praying for Wang Yi, and there's a lot of persecuted Christians. They're just unbelievable suffering by Christians going on in North Korea and in China right now, among many other places, folks. It's imperative that as we go through some of these things, you need to make a mental note to pray for them. Pray for them every day. And I've got news for you, you know. If you look for God to just stop the trouble in America so you can be fat and rich and prosperous and Laodicean, cold-hearted, not walking in the ways of the Lord, you got another mistake there. Because as I have been covering, and Tower's been covering this for many, many years, you know, there's been no release from persecution for Christians in North Korea. It's been going on for decades and decades and decades. There's been no release from the persecution that has erupted upon China. and there's not going to be. And you can go into India, Pakistan, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and many, many more folks. Christians are dying. They're being run off. They're being attacked. Predominantly, there's two kinds of groups. One is radical Islamists. The other is radical Hindus. Then there is the Communist Party in China. Then there is Kim Jong-un's government. And you also have the problem in Cuba that continues to go up. You have a problem of Protestants being persecuted by Christians in Mexico. And so it is what it is, folks. God is shaking the world, and you have to make a stand. Now, we do have, you know, the thing that I get really amazed by, Tower, is how many young kids are getting into Satanism.
Oh, I know. It's very disturbing.
Now, in another lifetime, I have been a restaurant professional. I have advanced up. I've been a GM. I've been an owner. Tower's been there with me. We met in the restaurant many, many years ago. And in one restaurant, one of my first ones, one kid that worked as our dishwasher called himself Lucifer. This kid was wicked. He served the devil. He had a devil's Bible. I didn't even know they existed. He carried it around with him everywhere he went. Then you fast forward. In our ministry, I've come across kids that call themselves a Christian, and one I talked with quite a bit. This was from of our YouTube contacts many years ago. And the kid was mad at me for what I had been teaching on Halloween and what the problem was. And the problem, of course, is there are live sacrifices on Halloween. There's innocent blood being spilt. But nevertheless, he told me that he served Satan. I told him, you can't serve Satan and go to heaven. And he wrote me back, says, well, I believe in Jesus. And I said, well, you can't. You cannot serve God and the devil. Don't work. And I talked with him for three or four correspondents, then I never heard from him. And today in America, we have more Satanists today than we've ever had. And Satanism made the news today because the same Satanists that are trying to get a place to, as they call it, call out Satan to come to America, you know, to take over. They're suing another place in America so they can get their idols erected.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And this is the America that we live in. And so, folks, this is what you're looking at. You can't sit on the fence. Your kids are going to be endangered. Your grandkids. We need to try. If now judgment's going to come eventually, folks. I mean, to this country, it will come. There's no doubt. America will reach that. But I pray, Father, in your judgment, remember mercy. And I believe,
amen,
God gave us 4 years of mercy with Donald Trump as president. The unfortunate thing of it is, those who didn't like him, didn't like his referring to Christ, especially Jesus being the leader. They didn't like the fact that there were, his cabinet would pray before they would have a meeting. They didn't like the fact of Trump was always seeing being prayed over by pastors. There's a definite fruit difference between Biden and Trump. Your nation has just gone into darkness more than it ever has because of Biden coming in. And it's not a coincidence that the Washington Monument went dark not too long ago.
That was just a couple days ago. Was it Sunday?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact date, but it went dark. And it symbolizes, for the first time, it went dark. Nobody knows why, or at least they're not saying. You need to understand that you're on the threshold of some very dark stuff happening, and you need to be praying. As James says, you shouldn't be rejoicing, but weeping and crying before the Lord God for mercy. Because this thing, if Christians don't stand up, and I mean, this is not a mamby-pamby, weak nose standing up, folks. You better be weathered, better be prepared, because you're going to need to be there for your children and grandchildren, because they're not going to understand what's going on. The devil is already in the pulpit. The devil is in the government. The devil is also in many other arenas of our educational system. And the more abortions that they sacrifice unto Lucifer, Satan, the dragon, the beast, the more power powerful he becomes in America. And the reason is because the innocent blood defiles the land where it's shed. And all of these aborted babies defile the land. Now see, there's a lot of aborted babies, as far as India and China. But you see, they never had a covenant with the Lord God. America did through the pilgrims that had come early. They escaped the persecution from, actually it was the crown, England, when they came here. So make no mistake, there were Christians here in the beginning, and they prayed, God bless us. There was a covenant form for them, and God blessed them as they grew. We had magnificent revivals. When I was growing up, Tower, I never heard the word Satan uttered as far as being worshipped.
No.
You know, and the churches
were full. Nor did people want to dress up like him on Halloween.
It was just a different day. So, folks, don't be fearful, though. And that's what my article is about. I'm not telling you to be afraid. I'm telling you to stand up in the name of Jesus Christ and stand there with the anointing God gave you as his son or daughter, and you start rebuking and binding these filthy spirits. You bind them, and if you see something attacking your kids, you bind them. You pray safety over your son or your daughter, your husband, your grandfather, over anything. You need to stand up. Don't be fooled. We will win this. We got a little inconvenience right now. America's already showed us what they want. See, I believe God put in Trump for 4 years for a reason. He says, okay, you want me to bless America? I'll send you a man who loves America more than anybody else, and he'll become president. And I will see if America wants a truly God relationship. And we found out that, in fact, there was a lot of patriots and others that wanted a change. But overall, there was another big group of Americans that didn't. And they're the ones now in full power, and they got that way because they cheated at the election. There's no doubt. At any rate, we got another
story out of India.
Yep.
This was, excuse me, this comes to us from morningstarnews.org, and it's India's Hindus persecute the local pastor. And so the last thing Pastor Shelton recalled happening before he lost consciousness in this village in northeast India were Hindu extremists threatening to offer him as a sacrifice to their god as they belted him his head. They punched his head and his back and told them he would offer him to their deity as punishment for distributing gospel tracts. The severe blows on his head caused him to pass out. Excuse me. And then when the six Hindus stopped him and told him to quit handing out tracts, he said fine, he would do that, and was about to go away, you know, to go on his way, when one of them seized the keys to his scooter, took away his phone, and signaled others to attack him. When he regained consciousness, he found himself in a locked, dark room. He shouted for help, and no one could hear him. He was lying on the floor without food or water for the next few days. And so 7 days later, an elderly woman who lived nearby heard his cries and knocked on the door, and she told him the door was bolted from outside and that she would open it for him on the condition that he would not tell anybody that she opened it. And she was scared that if the assailants found out that she opened the door, she would land in trouble. And he explained that he had been locked in there and left to die, and he would starve if she didn't open the door. And she took him out of the room and gave him food and water. And if she hadn't helped him, he said he would not be alive today. And he fully believed that it was God who sent her to help him.
Yep, there's no accidents or surprises
with the kingdom of God when you're his servant.
That's exactly the way it works.
And you're going about doing his business.
Yeah. It is so true.
This is another interesting thing about India. Right now, India is ranked 10th on the Christian Support Organization Open Doors 2020 World Watch List of the countries where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Now, in 2013, that's 8 years ago, is that right? Yeah, 8 years ago, the country was number 31, and now they've moved to 10. And it's because its position has been worse each year since Modi of the Janata Party came to power.
The BJP party is what the...
Okay. Came to power in 2014. So every year it's gotten worse.
Well, you know, and it has. And the Christians, we've talked about this story many times, but we keep bringing them up. There is a lot of this stuff going up. So when we look around and we see how tough it is in our country and we cry and moan, always remember, you know, there are people who are going through a lot worse than you are right now. We also have another story, and this is out of Vietnam. Vietnam, we have had reports of persecution, especially in the tribal areas, the areas that are kind of off by themselves. And Radio Free Asia, their Vietnamese service, had spoke to several human rights groups that monitors Vietnam. And human rights in Vietnam are not improving, but they're deteriorating, and which is no surprise. We see that with a lot of them. And then, of course, with the economic turmoil and COVID, it's even worse. And, you know, you just see a lot of this going on all the time. And many Christians end up being put in jail under trumped up charges for several years, and even being imprisoned and tortured. And, of course, this is the standard operating procedure. We see this in Pakistan, we see it in India and many other places. You get in Africa, though. Africa, a lot of Christians are pretty much target just to be killed and slaughtered. Africa is really, really bad for it. So you see this whole thing falling apart or rising up, Tower. You can see this darkness encroaching all around the world right now.
You can. It's a dark cloud.
It is. And that evil is very, very intense. But see, it's amazing. You see, like the story we told you from Bibles of the Mideast. Now, they're not from Bangladesh. They go into these countries. They're from other parts, and they don't tell you, and we don't tell you the original names because of their safety. And that's standard operating procedure when you're talking about those overseas, because you have to protect them. But in the midst of this darkness, you see that God can break through. You know, the pastor was getting beaten for handing out gospel tracts. He had others with him. You know, they were overwhelmed. They just couldn't do nothing. And then all of a sudden, this kid, nobody knew. He could never speak, never spoke. All of a sudden, he cries out. They're God's servants. I mean, that is... You know, it's just like in the midst of darkness, God can shine. So no matter how contemptible, how dark you are, how evil you are, how wicked you are, there is a light that will forgive you if you will repent sincerely. And so as Christians, this gospel will be preached in all the world for a witness, and only then will the end come, folks. The end isn't going to come because America falls. The end isn't going to come because we're being persecuted in every nation. The gospel is going to go out to every creature, to all the world. Then the end will come for a witness, it says. There are those that when this witness gets there, people get saved and healed and delivered. And there's others who see it and their hearts are so dark they don't believe it. This is what we're fighting today.
It's very tragic. So sad.
It is sad. And I hate to see it being so sad.
Yes.
But that's the way it is. And so, Tower, we're coming down to the end.
Okay.
As hard as it is to believe.
I know. There's still lots of stories.
Well, we've got a few. We've got actually 1, 2, 3, which isn't bad because I had 2 more, and we've covered these. We've done it, so we'll be fine. Because we did cover the Roman Church. We did about Mary, Erdogan, Arab Israel, Christian persecution to increase, the greatest threat. We talked about China, the devil worshippers, the India Hindus, and Vietnam. So we covered a lot of stories. A lot of things.
Yes.
So, you know, the big thing of it is we need to focus, folks, more than ever. And Tower and I both have to focus. It's like tunnel vision on the Lord. And remember, focusing on the Lord, tunnel vision. You don't have to read every news article. Don't let what people say get you upset.
Stay focused and trust Him.
That's right.
Don't worry. Trust the Lord.
And also, don't forget to go by our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Now, we're on a lot of new social sites. And I've got the various ones listed on all of those social sites. But we're expanding the base. We just added another... audio for our podcast. Someone contacted us and wants to distribute it. So we just continue to add all this stuff because we're getting the gospel out in every way we can. So don't forget, you stop by the websites. We've got articles that will help you, that will encourage you. God has anointed me for this hour and day. I've been writing these articles for many, many years. And I've also got a second book coming out. These are very prophetic books. Aren't they, Tower?
Yes. It's amazing. You wrote that second book, and we're still working on it. You wrote that. You finished it over a year ago. We haven't gotten it published yet. We're working on it, though. It'll be out.
Yep. Well, COVID and everything else slowed us down. And with that, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. We love you. Thank you for joining us. We hope the best for you in the Lord. And thank you for all you do for Him. go with God. Good night, everybody.
Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.